From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The stock market has been sinking today. It's weighed down by investor worries over growing unemployment. Also, oil prices back on the rise and signs that those problems are affecting the buying power of American consumers. In fact, the Federal Reserve reports Americans have less money to draw from in home equity and in their savings accounts. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us with more. Bob, let's start with those unemployment numbers today. What are they?
Well, it's certainly not good, Alex. The jobless rate in May jumped half a percentage point to 5.5% from a reading the month before, 5%. This will give you some idea of what that means. That half percent increase was the sharpest rise in 22 years. The unemployment rate hasn't been this high since October of 2004. And this was the fifth straight month that nervous employers have been shedding jobs. About 49,000 were lost last month.
And that's the thinking. This is employers saying, I'm worried about what's going to happen. I'm cutting my costs right now.
That's exactly it.
So, and oil prices, what's there?
Well, sorry to cap your week with all this bad news, but you may recall that we started this week with the price of a barrel of crude down by around $12 from the highs we hit a couple of weeks earlier. We've now had a couple of developments that have caused traders to move in the other direction. The price is back up over $134 a barrel. It's gone back up $12 in just the past couple of days. You can blame rising geopolitical tensions. An Israeli official suggested that an attack on Iranian nuclear sites looks unavoidable. And then there was an analysis out from Morgan Stanley predicting that oil could hit $150 a barrel by July 4th. That may become a self-fulfilling prophecy, actually, because analysts are now saying that that report is one of the reasons that crude prices have been surging today.
And how about this analysis that the assets Americans hold are shrinking?
Well, this is a new report from the Federal Reserve, and it shows that net household worth declined by $1.7 trillion during the first quarter of the year. A big part of that, of course, was the steep erosion in home values, but we really got pounded by the slump in the stock market early in the year. The good news is that the stock market has turned around for the most part. Overall, assets of most Americans still far outbalance the liabilities that we have, and the overall savings rate is up, even though most of us aren't earning a whole lot right now.
That net worth figure you gave, this is an average, and overall number applies to everyone. It doesn't apply to everyone. There would be some people who aren't in that figure.
That's right. In fact, if you think of this in terms of overall distribution of wealth, the biggest part of this is controlled by the richest Americans. So you can figure that there are a lot of us out there with a net worth that's actually negative, as the million-plus people who have had their homes foreclosed could tell you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, I guess. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.